We get this from the latest Agriculture Department quarterly hogs and pigs report. It shows a clear trend up for everything. The fall quarter pig crop and breeding inventory up 4% from a year ago. Market hog inventory up 2%. The total U.S. inventory of all hogs and pigs at just over 66 million head, also up 2%. And Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shea O'Shagham says other numbers show a clear decision by producers to expand production.
And we're seeing that in terms of the 5% increase in the number of animals held for breeding on, as of December 1st, as well as intentions to have 4% more sows farrow in December, February, and 3% more sows farrow in March, May.
Which could mean pork production in 2015 might top 2014 by 3.5%, possibly more. Also, the report shows that the hog industry seems to be on the mend from last winter's bout with PED virus, which killed an estimated 8 million piglets. During the fall quarter, average pigs saved per litter just over 10.2.
A record for the quarter.
And the third highest for any quarter on record. Last winter, partly in response to strong hog prices and lower feed costs, producers ramped up farrowings to help make up for those losses from PED. And Shagham says, yes, these current expansion plans are an economic decision.
But you're also, to some extent, hedging your bets may be too strong a term, but you're attempting to make sure that you have sufficient sows on hand if there is a problem with the number of pigs per litter.
Last winter, the mortality from PED allowed producers to send much heavier hogs to market, which also partly made up for disease losses. Shale says if PED is not a huge problem this season and...
As production increases, the availability of barn space is going to diminish, and you're going to have to move those hogs through faster. So you're not going to be keeping them as long, and we do anticipate probably that we'll see weights come off slightly as we move into 2015.
Again, assuming we're out of the woods on PED, we have heard anecdotally that once the virus hits an operation, there seems to be more immunity to the virus after that. So are we past PED for the most part? Shagham says, and producers know very well the answer to that.
It's very difficult to say because we're going into the winter months now, and PED virus is one that tends to like cold weather, so we're going to have to wait until March to really see what the effects may have been on the litter rate.
March 27th is the release date for the next USDA quarterly hogs and pigs report, but if the virus kicks up again this winter, we'll certainly find out from press reports long before March. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.